Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to us here at the Open Door Church. I want to kick off today by simply asking the question, how are you doing? How's it going? How are you feeling? As you ponder on that, I want to ask another question to help you dig a little deeper. Are there things that you feel that you're carrying around with you that are weighing you down? As you ponder that question a little more, let me just expand that a little. So, I have with me today, I've got my backpack here, and I'll just talk a little bit about some of the things that I worry about and carry around with me. So, firstly, there's a bit of a weight that I would carry around, that worry around family. How are they doing? How are my kids? How's my wife? I worry about that stuff, and that can be something I carry around with me. I think being a pastor, I worry about stuff to do with the church. I'm going to put another one of those in because, I worry about that stuff. I think, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment. You look at the news, it's worrying. COVID is one thing, the whole Russian-Ukrainian thing, that's worrying. So I'm going to put another thing in. I'm just going to put this bag on my back. Now, there's a few things that I'm carrying about with me. A few things that I'm worrying about, and I kind of put that on. I think, that's not too bad. I think I could do the preach with this bag on my back, with these worries and concerns that I'm carrying with me. That feels okay. I could probably push through and manage that. I'm not sure though that that would really teach me a good lesson, would it? If I think that I can just keep powering on with these worries and concerns, I'm not sure that would be a healthy thing, because what if more gets added to the bag? What if I experience a time of grief and loss, which happens to us all from time to time in our lives? What if I hit an area of financial concern and worry, and I put that in my bag? What if that some of that stuff leads to anxiety and also depression? What if those things come along and I add those things into my bag? Now that bag now is very heavy. that's on there. But now, I've got to say, that is heavy now. I really am feeling that. I can feel it on most parts of my body. Well, if I move my legs around, my legs feel heavier. I can really feel the straps digging into my shoulders. That's uncomfortable, and I know that if this stays on for a long time, that's going to move from discomfort to hurt. That's going to hurt me very soon, because it's quite a lot of weight in this bag that I'm carrying now. And I can already sense I'm slightly short of breath as well. Things are more of an effort. Moving around now will take more effort, but the movement that I make will be slower than if I didn't have this. So I'm putting in more effort to go slower. I'm going to be having physical pain and discomfort from this if I keep this bag on and I try and carry this around, and it's hard, it's heavy. So I'm going to carry on preaching and see how we get on. I'm going to read some scripture for us. So we're looking at Matthew 11, 28 to 30. I'm going to read from the NIV this morning. It says this. This is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So again, I can feel I'm slightly shorter for breath than I'd like to be. So I'm going to take this off now, because I'm feeling discomfort and it's actually hurting my shoulders. I'm a bit short of breath and this is really going to slow me down. So I'm going to put my bag of weights down. Oh, cool. That feels better. That feels a lot better. Do you know what? Let's pray. Let's pray together, shall we? Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we come before you now. Lord, God, we all pick up burdens from time to time. We pick up baggage and it does us harm. And Lord, we just come before you now, Jesus, with our burdens and our baggage and our hurts. And we say, come, Holy Spirit. Come lead us today. Come help us. God, we want to look to you. You are the author and perfecter of our faith, King Jesus. You are the one who has done it all for us. You have given everything for us, Lord God, so that we can live in freedom, so that we can live a life to the full. And we just thank you for that, Lord God. And would you help us today as we come before you and look at this scripture? Help us to unpack it and understand how we can be free from burdens. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, I gotta say, it's good. It feels good, actually. You know, when you've had something heavy on and you take it off, you feel light and it feels good, right? It feels good. But let me ask you again, how are you doing? How are you doing? How is this message already resonating with your heart and your mind? Are you thinking about some of the burdens that you know that you're carrying already? Is the Holy Spirit already bringing to mind stuff that you're carrying around, which is really difficult? Are we carrying around emotional and physical and spiritual burdens that are weighing us down? Are we carrying burdens that just drain our energy, that hurt us, that slow us down, that cause us to put more effort into life, and are just causing us to be uncomfortable and hurt? Are we carrying those things around with us? Now, I love the Bible. It is so relatable. The context of the bit of scripture that we've just read out from Matthew is a beautiful context, because Jesus is not speaking into an abstract moment in time here. He's not just randomly saying stuff. Jesus doesn't randomly say stuff. There is context to what Jesus is saying. And the context to the whole chapter of Matthew 11 is it starts out where there is a crowd that has formed and Jesus is there, and part of the crowd has disciples of John the Baptist. Now, at this point, John the Baptist is in prison, and very soon, he is about to be executed. You have his disciples, people who have spent time with him, who love him, who have done life with him, have come to Jesus to speak with Jesus. And Jesus is speaking about John the Baptist. So the context for John's disciples is that they are burdened, that they are emotionally uncertain about what is going to happen to their friend that they have been spending so much time with. Can you imagine being in that situation where someone that you've spent a lot of time with, that you've built a lot of affection for, is in prison and sitting under a death sentence? How would that feel? This is the context that Jesus is speaking into. It's not an abstract concept or context. He is speaking to people who are burdened, whose legs would be weak with fear, whose hearts would be melting with sorrow. This is the context that Jesus is speaking out to. Jesus is real and relatable. These are the things that Jesus does. He speaks about real issues. This is not abstract, random things that Jesus is saying at all. He doesn't do that. Let's look again at what Jesus says. Verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Come to me. It's a beautiful, beautiful invitation from our Lord and Saviour. Just imagine him almost saying that with his arms open. And I imagine him saying that to each one of us today. Just the invitation is there. Just come to me. Just come. Just come into the embrace of the Father. Come into the embrace of the one who gave everything for you, who loves you so much to bring you into relationship with the Father. Come to me. It's a beautiful and simple invitation. It's an invitation that is particularly for those who are feeling burdened and wearied by life. Maybe you may feel that actually your burden excludes you from coming to Jesus. You may feel like, you know, oh, pick up this bag of weights, and you might be thinking, yeah, but how can I come to Jesus? This stops me from coming to Jesus. My relationship's a mess. Maybe I'm getting it wrong at work. Maybe I'm stuck in constant sin cycles and I'm just getting it all wrong, and I'm just so anxious and worried about things, and all my burdens, actually, they prevent me from coming to Jesus. I can't come to Jesus because my burden is too great. I want to tell you that your burden does not exclude you from coming to Jesus. No, no, no. Your burden gives you a VIP pass. Your burden does not exclude you from coming to Jesus. It gives you a VIP pass. The invitation of Jesus is to come to him and he will give you rest. Whew. He will give you rest. That's what he promises. He doesn't promise to take your burden and beat you over the head with it and point out all the things you've done wrong. He says, no, let me give you rest. Come to me. Trust me. Trust me, and I will give you rest. But what does this mean, though, Jesus? What is it you're saying? And Jesus goes on in verse 29. He says this, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Thinking, what? What? I mean, if you're burdened, that first bit could be a real challenge for you. What is it you're saying, Jesus, that I've got these burdens and I come to you and the first thing you're going to do to me is put a yoke on me? You're going to put more burden on me and then you expect me to learn new things. How am I supposed to learn new things when I'm so overwhelmed with the things I'm already carrying? I don't have the mental capacity for new things. Look, Jesus, how can you put that burden on people? Maybe you're feeling angry right now. Jesus, you're putting burden on me by telling me to pick up your yoke and learn new stuff. I can't do it. I'm already too burdened. Let's look again at the second part of that verse. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. There it is again, that offer of rest. What kind of rest is Jesus offering? He's offering us rest for our souls. Soul rest. Rest for our minds, rest for our hearts. Jesus is offering us soul rest. He's offering us peace in our minds and our hearts. But you could be thinking, but what's the deal from about learning from Jesus? And if you're feeling overwhelmed and burdened, the thought of learning something new is heavy, it's hard going. But again, let's remind ourselves what Jesus says of himself. I am gentle and humble in heart. And I think what we can take from this is actually what Jesus wants to teach us, what he wants us to learn from him is to be more like him, is to be more like Jesus in character. Because when he says, come and learn from me, he doesn't then give a list of rules and things to do and not do. He talks about his own character traits. So when we come to learn from Jesus, what we're learning from him is to be more like Jesus in character. I wonder how that could help. Well, one of the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things about Jesus is how selfless he is. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and yet he is humble and gentle, and he is selfless. He submits to the will of his Father in heaven. He says things like, not my will be done, but your will, Father. He says to his disciples, I only do what I see the Father doing. He's basically saying, it's not about me, which is an incredible thing for the King of Kings to say. He is selfless and gentle and says, it's not about me. I wonder what happens if we apply that in our lives, that attitude of being more like Jesus in character, being gentle and humble. And having an attitude of, it's not about me. This has been a big part of my story over the last couple of years, really. I had a time when a bit of a revelation moment where the Holy Spirit brought to mind that I was making too many things about myself. And what has happened now, when I pick up my bag of burdens now, what I can do is go, do you know what? Actually, if I trust God to lead the church, actually what that means is I can chuck that weight out, and I don't have to carry that because it's not about me, it's about Jesus. And if I take maybe something that represents some offense that I've picked up from someone and go, do you know, actually, it's not even about me, and I put that down, do you know what? By making it not about me, I get less offended, and suddenly this bag is slightly lighter. What if I trusted God enough to say, God, I trust you to really take care of my family, and there's only so much I can do. I have my responsibility, but by over worrying about it, I don't actually serve my family well, and The way to serve my family is to trust you, God, and go, no, it's not about me. I take that weight and I get rid of that. And oh, all of a sudden, this bag is starting to feel a little lighter because I'm trying to apply learning to be more like Jesus in character. And as I learn to be more like Jesus in character, say it's not about me, my burden is going down. I really feel there's something in this for us today, guys, that as we learn to be more like Jesus in character, that reduces the burden that we carry. But what's this about Jesus wanting to put a yoke on us? That sounds kind of oppressive, don't you think? Being yoked, the thing going across your shoulders that you're having to then pull on. It's interesting because my understanding and reading of this is the more that we submit to Jesus and his authority, the freer we get. Which seems kind of strange, doesn't it? To say that the more we submit, the freer we are. But I think this is a constant and consistent theme in Scripture, that the more we submit to Jesus and make him king of our lives, actually the freer we get and the less burden we're carrying. Submission to Jesus is not a burden. Submission to Jesus is the key to liberation. Will we trust in Jesus? Will we respond to the invitation to come to him and exchange our burdens for his soul rest? I've been working with a guy for some time now, and we meet every week, and this guy has been going through a huge amount of trauma, and I mean real trauma. This guy has been going through huge amounts of trauma at work, at home, many difficult things happening. We've been working through the Freedom in Christ course as part of trying to help and support him. And what happens is most weeks is we get together and we say, hey, how's it going? And he gives me an update on the week and the difficult things that are happening. And I say, do you want to continue? Shall we go on with the material? And he says, yeah, we need to. It's good for me. And we do it and we look at scripture and we apply it. We seek to apply it to our lives and we pray together. And every day we're in contact on Bible apps and different things. And a consistent response that he gives me when I say to him, how are you doing? A consistent response is this. Yeah, weirdly peaceful. Weirdly peaceful. Now, I want to make it clear that the situation in his life has not been changed or taken away, and yet he's feeling weirdly peaceful when he's bringing his burdens to Jesus and trusting Jesus and submitting to Jesus. What he is finding is rest for his soul. Being yoked to Jesus is not an oppressive thing that is causing him to struggle more. It's a very liberating thing that is bringing him peace. It's really exciting seeing scripture played out in this guy's life. Seeing the goodness of God played out in his life as he puts his trust in Jesus more and more, submitting to Jesus, learning to be more like Jesus in character, and seeing the change in him and the change in his heart, and people around him noticing the change in him as he submits more to Jesus is truly wonderful. Seeing the promises of God outworked in his life, seeing the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God outworked in his life as he trusts Jesus more and more and says, here's my burden. I can't carry these. I need you to carry them. He's receiving the peace of God, the soul rest, that great and beautiful exchange that Jesus promises us in this verse. And what my friend is finding is that the verse 30 is absolutely true. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. We only find the truth of verse 30 when we trust and submit to Jesus as he invites us to in verse 29. The ease and lightness of Jesus' yoke can only truly be found when we trust him, when we submit to him, and we say, okay, you be the Lord of my life. I'm trusting you to bring peace. What will you do with this invitation to come to Jesus? What will you do? Will you trust Jesus and bring your burdens to him and ask for that soul rest? you do with this. This week we have our week of prayer coming up. You can find all about it on our website. What will you do with this week of prayer? Will you come and engage with that? Will you come and pray for the burdens of your family? Will you come and pray for the burdens of world events and across the nations? Will you come and pray for physical healing and being set free from burdens? Will you join in with the week of prayer and really seek Jesus and really submit to him and trust him for change? Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's the invitation of Jesus. So we come back to my original question. How are you doing? Are you feeling weary today? Are you feeling burdened due to physical sickness or illness? Come to Jesus. Are you feeling weary in heart, crushed by disappointment and sorrow? Come to Jesus. Are you feeling you just need some soul rest today? Come to Jesus. Respond to the beautiful invitation. I want to pray for us now, and what I'm going to do is invite you to pray along with me. I'm going to invite you, maybe hold out your hands as we do this. And as we do this, it's like a physical representation, a physical response by saying, Jesus, I'm coming to you now with my burdens. I'm coming to you with the things that I carry in my life. And I'll bring these to you. And actually, I want you to take them. And I want you to put in my hands. I want you to replace them with soul rest. That's what we do when we hold out our hands. It's like an exchange. We're physically standing there saying, Lord, this is what I'm coming to you with. This is what I'm carrying. Would you take this out of my hand? And would you put into my hand, would you give me the things that I need for today? And we're trusting God for that. So I'm just going to pray through this bit of scripture. Use the scripture, just pray through it. Just to invite you wherever you are now, just to settle yourself, to concentrate, to really focus on the words of scripture, to pray them in for you. Are you nice and settled? Are you expecting to hear from the Lord? Let's do this, shall we? Let's pray together. Are you ready? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you invite us to come to you. Jesus, you invite us to come to you who are weary and burdened. You invite us to bring our burdens to you. And so that's what we're doing. And as we pray now, and as you're listening here, I encourage you to name that burden to the Lord now that you're bringing to him. Name that burden. Was it, whether it be a physical illness issue, whether it be an issue of the heart, an issue of disappointment or unforgiveness, an issue of ongoing sin in your life that you know you need to repent of, that's causing you to feel very burdened. Jesus, we come to you with our burdens that are heavy and weighing us down and causing us hurt and pain, and it takes so much effort just to move. King Jesus, we come to you with our burdens and our worries. Jesus, you invite us to do that, so we're coming. We're here. King Jesus. God, we give these to you. Would you take them, please? We don't want to carry these burdens anymore. Jesus, would you take these? Would you physically lift the weight off of people now in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, we pray weight be lifted off of people. As Jesus, as you take that burden, weight be lifted, shoulders be eased. We pray in the name of Jesus, lightness of movement as you give soul rest, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come by your Spirit now. Keep receiving. Receive the peace that he is bringing. Receive the soul rest that he's bringing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for hearts to be set free now, Lord God. Where there's been heavy weights on people's chests. We pray for that release in the name of Jesus. A lightening, a quickening of joy in the heart, Lord God. Where there was sadness, we pray joy. Jesus, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Keep receiving. Keep bringing your burdens to Him, asking Him for soul rest. Jesus. We thank you, King Jesus, that you are gentle and humble in heart. We thank you that you give us a model of selflessness. Jesus, would you make us more like you in character? God, would you help us to see that it's not about us and that as we apply that to our lives, that would just be like weights coming out of the bag. It's not about me. It's all about you, Jesus. Yeah, as we grow more and more like you in character, King Jesus, we know that that's where freedom will come. Praise you, Jesus. Make us more like you in character. Make us gentle. Make us humble in heart. Thank you, Jesus. We want to learn from you, Jesus. God, we want to learn from you. As you lift the burdens off and give us the capacity to do that, Lord God, we pray we learn from you. We want to be more like you in character, Lord God. Jesus, we willingly submit to you. Jesus, we say, yes, we want to pick up your yoke. We want to carry your yoke and we trust you, Lord God, that it's not going to be too much for us. We trust you, King Jesus. Declare our trust in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And as we do that, we move forward, gladly knowing that your burden is light, that your yoke is easy. Thank you, Jesus, that you are restoring us. You are healing us. You're washing over us now, Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to encourage you to keep receiving from the Lord now. Keep receiving from the Lord. Stay where you are. We're going to have some music that's going to come on, it's going to play. Just let it to flow over you as you keep receiving from the Lord. Engage with some worship and just bring our hearts to Him. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Keep ministering now, Holy Spirit. Amen.